Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Dean.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Jason.
Someone's
welcome
buzzed
to Nerds. What was that? What was that?
I don't know. I'm just trying new things. It's 2019.
Are you trying new things?
It was either that or a do like an African accent, and that's just racist and offensive, so let's just not do that at all.
That's fair.
Are you like trying new things or like trying new things?
Yeah, I'm trying new things.
Yeah, I think you're trying
okay.
new things. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Throwing a bunch of crap at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Anyways, I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. This week, we're going to have a look at Mowgli, the Legend of the Jungle. Wait, Legend of the Jungle? It's not the Legend of the Jungle. It's Legend of the Jungle.
Legend of the Welcome to the Dawn of the Jungle.
Yeah.
Jungle of the Legend.
Of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, anyways, he started out with Planet of the Apes, so he's going to make like the title really long too. So Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle, because Mowgli couldn't just be the one word.
Jungle, Mowgli of the Legend.
Yeah, Mowgli of the Legend.
Legend of Mowgli, the Jungle.
We have like 20 minutes of just saying the title of this film.
Welcome anyways. To the Mowgli Jungle.
The new Netflix film directed by Andy Serkis and starring, well, it's not new anymore because when we actually originally were going to do this podcast, goodness. It was new. It was literally the week that it dropped.
We have been wanting to do this for 6 months.
Yeah, it's like the cursed podcast that we just keep going, yeah, okay, well, something else has come out, so let's do that instead.
It's like, we're wrapping this one up at 11:30, so let's not do two, but also next week Aquaman comes out.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So we'll do Aquaman instead. Oh, okay. Well. Anyway, so this cursed podcast, hopefully we'll actually get off the ground and we'll be able to finish this one too.
Mm-hmm. So, my internet just cut out.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry, guys.
The film directed by...
Gonna have to go.
The film directed by Andy Serkis and starring Christian Bale, Kate Blanchett, Benedict Cumberbatch, as well as Rohan Chand as the titular Mowgli. Unfortunately for this new adaptation of The Jungle Book, it comes red hot on the heels of Jon Favreau's Disney version, which came out in 2016. And we're going to kind of compare the two and see which is the better film. But first, does this version soar like an eagle or does it simply flip the bird? Dean, what did you think of this movie?
All right. First of all, Paul, have you actually seen... Have you seen The Jungle Book yet?
No.
Okay. So Jason and I will be comparing it to the Disney Jungle
Book. We'll compare it to The Jungle Book.
Yes.
You've seen parts of The Jungle Book, right?
Yeah, for sure. No.
What?
I've seen the original.
Yeah, okay. Compare it's pretty much the original anyway.
On a side note, sorry, I did see a thing today and it made me laugh, but that's why I was laughing when you were saying stuff.
Sure. Thank you for your apology. Yeah, is that why you always laugh when I say
things? Jason says things.
It was funny.
I always think of something that was funny earlier today.
It's funny how he thinks he's speaking English. No, what this was, it was just like it was a thing on Twitter and it just said... anytime I hear the name Benedict Cumberbatch, I always feel like it should go along to the tune of Another One Bites the Dust. And it's just like Benedict a Benedict Cumberbatch. Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then all the comments are like,
oh no.
I hate you.
Oh no.
That's all I can hear too now.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
A Benedict Cumberbatch.
A Benedict Cumberbatch.
A Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah.
Anyway, that's... carry on.
Yep. Thank you for ruining this podcast. Anyways, getting back to Mowgli, what did you think, Dean? Does it soar like an eagle or flip the bird?
oh, sorry. I actually really enjoyed this more than I expected.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's a weird one. I think it's going to be like a 3 and... Oh, no. Hang on. I'm not going to... It's a weird one. I'm going to cut a bit.
It's going to be a few stars.
It's going to be a couple. Going to be more than half. We'll see.
How fun would it be on a side note if this was the first podcast that was sponsored, but it was sponsored by like a palm oil company or something? What? Like something that's killing a rainforest and we're reviewing Mowgli.
Oh.
Legend of the Jungle.
Yeah.
Any palm oil companies that are out there?
No, we'll do it, man. Like, whatever. pump coal into the Gulf of Mexico. Stuff it. We'll
as long as you pay us.
Finding Nemo 3.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're complete sellouts, let's be honest. Yeah.
Well, we're reviewing John Wick 3, but we're also sponsored by the dark web. Anyway.
So anyway, I thought Mowgli was just too pro-jungle, and I just...
Yeah.
I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the agenda.
Sick of
it.
Sick of the agendas.
Anyone from the dark web out there, feel free to, like, you know, drop us a line. We're open to sponsorship.
Yeah, whatever.
Just anyone.
Patreon's not going well. I'm just saying.
But Joe's crematorium is... You kill them, we grill them.
Wow. Anyways, yeah. What were you saying before we...
I liked it. I think interrupted
with our sponsorship.
Yeah. Oh, man. Those pesky sponsors. I think I liked it. I think that's what I said. No, yeah. Yeah, I like this one. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It was...
Are you sure?
More fresh than... I'm pretty sure. Shut up.
It's been a while since you watched it.
It has been, yes. I need to remember. Yeah.
It was like last year that we watched this movie to do this review. But
three or four months.
I'm the same.
Probably 3 months.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it more, I thought, than I expected. I thought it was more fresh than, like, after seeing the Jungle Book so recently, like, it was very different. A lot more different than I expected it to be, and it made it, you know, quite enjoyable for me. That's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Mm. What about you, Paul? What did you think of this movie?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It was okay.
As a massive fan of the Jungle Book.
I was a fan of the Jungle Book, I think.
The John Favreau one?
No, the other one, the cartoon one. The things I liked about this one, no singing. That was great. Downsides to it, I thought the animal animation was a tad weak, especially when going to actually look at the other Jungle Book. And that's probably just like, it's just a budget thing, and animals are just a pain in the butt to render and stuff. But the other Jungle Book did look real good. Like those wolves looked awesome.
For sure.
I feel like this movie, because of what happened with the Jungle Book coming out, I feel like they kind of semi-abandoned some of the cost with this movie. So they're like, okay, we've already done it, but let's not go to great lengths to finish the film. Let's just get it out there kind of thing.
I also feel like the fact that the Disney, like, the John Favreau Jungle Book exists is this movie's biggest failing. Like, I feel like
artistic
choices were made specifically to differentiate it. Like the way, like the design of the animals, I thought wasn't as strong and they looked a little bit too human. Whereas you know, just distorted some of the perspectives or the features like of, so it didn't look photorealistic like what the Disney one did, just to make it
that's fair.
Look more like the human, like the actors that were playing the parts. And I think it was a little bit kind of off-putting, really. More so than...
Yeah, it's a bit jarring, isn't it? Like, seeing it like that. I felt with Shere Khan, and I couldn't help but think it with Shere Khan, that... the Shere Khan character kind of looked like a clown.
Looked like the villain from the first Kung Fu Panda.
Yes.
Doing my head in the whole time. Yeah. I'm like, are you going to fight them?
Yeah. Because of the way that all the spots and everything go on the face, I kind of like it looked very animated in that way, and that kind of it the didn't have face, that menacing.
Like, it had a the presence. Head was too big. Honestly.
Yeah. Fair enough. But yeah, sorry, Paul. So you didn't like this movie?
I liked it. It was long.
yeah.
It wasn't as bad as like I don't know. I don't want to say Buster Scruggs because it wasn't that bad. It was nowhere near that bad. But there was a bit where I was like, I just want it to be over.
Okay.
And that's sort of how I was feeling at the end there. But, you know, it was cool. It was okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was free, so that's good.
It was on Netflix.
Yeah, as free as Netflix goes,
Yeah, it was a cost of a subscription that I already had.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was the best decision that they made, for sure. Putting it on Netflix.
I think I'm about in the middle with you guys, though. I think you're right, Paul. Like, overall, it is a little bit dull.
Yeah.
And I think it's some of the pacing. It does really feel slow in parts. And again, like you said, Dean, the Jungle Book coming out only, like, it was only 2 years beforehand and being so, like, good. I thought the Jungle Book was actually really good. Is the biggest downfall for this movie, and you're constantly comparing the two, unfortunately, because one is so strong, and then you, like, you already got that when you're coming into it. I feel like this is the same sort of thing with Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down.
Yep.
Where Olympus Has Fallen came out first, made heaps of money. White House Down came out later on, which I think is a better movie.
I agree.
Didn't make as much money.
Which White House Down is Olympus,
White House
Shannon
Down.
Shannon Tatum is White House Down.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah. See, that one's a better movie.
Olympus Has Fallen is stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the downfall for that movie is that it came out the same year. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was 3 months between the two movies as another movie that's almost identical. So there was constantly that comparison.
Yeah.
It's like Day and Night and The Killers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it The Killers or?
Night and
Day. Killers. I think it's just called
Night
Killers.
Night and Day and Killer.
Whatever, Ashton Kutcher and Katherine Heigl.
Yeah. Which one came out first, though?
I think Night and Day
Night and Day came out first. That was Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is, like, the better one, isn't it?
That was definitely the better one. And I feel like with this, because The Jungle Book is the better movie, the downfall is that unfortunately, Andy Serkis's version isn't going to be as well received because you've got that fresh in your mind as soon as, and maybe in, like, you know, 10 years time, if you come back and revisit it, it is from all accounts, it is more accurate to the source material and things like that.
Yeah.
But
it's one of those annoying things about circumstance and how it just, you know, interacts with or affects the movie watching experience.
Oh, definitely. It's all about timing as well, isn't it?
Because this was actually meant to come out a couple of years ago, right? 2016. But they actually pushed it back, so it didn't come out the same year as the Disney one.
Yeah.
And
yes, it was. And I think, like, that would have been a bad idea in general, but I'm surprised that they didn't just abandon it in, completely. Because, I mean, they'd already invested so much money, so they've obviously got to keep going, but...
yeah, for sure.
That's how it is. But anyway, so now we're just going to jump into the story.
Let's get it.
Get into some spoilers and that. If you haven't seen this movie yet, I think it's worth a watch.
For sure it
Dean,
is.
Dean, what do you think? Do you think it's worth a watch?
I definitely do. I think this is the one that... possibly the movie that I was pushing hardest for people to watch, I think. Because one is, it's a great conversation to have, like, what, you know, what works better in each one of these movies, the comparison thing. And I feel like it was like, it's a good movie, and it sucks that people will be like, oh, I don't want to watch it because I've already seen the other Disney the one, you know,
book, yeah.
and then just completely disregard this. I think it's still worth a watch. Try to judge it on its own merits. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. Fair
Try
enough.
Your hardest.
What about you, Paul?
I would say the opposite. I think if you've seen the other one, then you're good.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. If you haven't,
I can understand.
But you have access to it, then you're good.
Yeah.
This one's cheaper.
If you have access to neither, just watch the cartoon. Then you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's singing.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, damn, if you're bored, singing. Get it. There's plenty of other stuff on Netflix that's better to watch, but if you're that bored.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But anyways, so getting into the story, so Dean recommends it, Paul doesn't. I'm kind of like,
I don't not recommend it. I just, you know.
You be you.
You do you, man. You whatever floats your goat.
Yeah. Fair enough. So, Dean, where do we start with this movie?
We start straight off the bat. The first thing that this movie wants to tell you is that
right off the back of Endgame. Welcome to Mowgli, Far From Home.
Mowgli's parents have disappeared in the snap
of a tiger.
All right. No. So, right off the bat, this movie wants to tell you that it's going to be different to the Disney movie. It's telling you that we're going to go darker than what Disney's willing to do. We're going to kill off Mowgli's parents in the jungle. You don't see anything. You just see a lion pouncing and then disappearing into the bushes. But the sound effects that go with it are pretty...
You see a lion, really? That's cool.
You don't see much. You see a tiger... jump in, jump at other people. Yeah. Shut up. Look, you see a big cat of some breed.
Yeah, we're not gonna gender or like species assume here. So like Paul, it could be a lion if it wants to be a lion.
She can
be whatever he wants to be or she wants to be.
There are only two tigers.
The non-binary big cat.
So you see what identifies as a mountain panda pounce on the village.
Oh, man. He's a tiger. He's definitely a tiger. Shere Khan, the tiger. Yeah. You see him pouncing at a couple of humans in the jungle. You don't see anything, but you hear it. And it's pretty confronting sound
effects.
It's
pretty brutal,
Pretty brutal.
Visceral.
Screaming cracks of, you know, it's... Yeah.
Bone.
Anyway, so Mowgli's parents are dead. This kid is left in the jungle. And what happens next? Bagheera... rescues him.
No, tell me.
I'm telling you. Look, it's been ages.
Tune in next week since I've seen this movie.
I thought that was like a rhetorical question, like that. You're building it up so there's like a level of suspense. Like,
no,
what happens next?
I'm literally asking myself what happens next because, like, what does happen next?
And that's where we'll end the podcast for the week. What happens next?
Anyway.
Gung, gung.
All right.
Done. Yeah.
So, Bagheera.
So, the lions killed the
comes
parents?
Comes across this baby. I figured it out. I remember what happens because it's just like the same as the other ones. So, comes across Mowgli, takes him to a couple of wolves and just drops him there. The mother wolf is quite drawn to the baby and decides
as
they all are, obviously.
Yeah.
You said they take Mowgli to the head of the wolf council, Akela? Akela?
Was
Akela?
Akela?
Akela.
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 Akela Matata.
And they decide what to do and... this wolf family decides to adopt.
Yeah.
Adopt Mowgli.
They have an adoption process. Yep. They have like the whole...
They sign the
like
papers. They have like a waiting period.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Check.
Yeah, people come in and see if they're fit parents for Mowgli. Yeah. Like,
all whether that stuff baby-proofed.
Yeah, is it baby-proof? Yeah, yeah, all those kind of things. Yeah.
I mean, is the all suburb they're living in fit for a baby?
Yeah, is like, it? Yeah. Is it? That's a good question.
They come and say, yeah.
Maybe
like
that's
you
a
need,
question
you need
that should
some
be
sort
asked.
Of cage or fence along this cliff face.
Yeah,
would be
yeah,
nice.
Exactly. Like, look. Seems a little bit dangerous for a baby.
For sure.
These are the usual things that happen when you start to adopt an Indian baby.
Yeah, in the jungle.
In the jungle.
Yeah, yeah, naturally.
And then compassion. All of a sudden, you know, yeah, Shere Khan wants to kill this kid. It's very much starts out the same way every single iteration of the jungle
yeah.
starts
I
out.
I want to kill
it. It really does.
Shere Khan wants to kill the kid. The wolves want to protect the kid. And also, yeah, and Bagheera's there. Yay.
And also, like, the whole thing with Bagheera's there.
This is happening. This is happening. Also, Bagheera.
Yeah.
But also, it's a bear.
That's how we should do this whole podcast.
It's a lion in the jungle.
And a snake. A big bloody snake.
Well, that is true. Whoa. It's horrifying.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, right. Sorry, keep going. What was Shikaka doing?
Shikaka.
Shakira.
Shishkabob.
Shakira.
Chicago.
You know his name is Khan.
Khan. Yeah.
Khan. I have an uncle named Khan.
I love that they do that off the bat, don't they? Because they call him Khan. It's like, oh, I see. Yeah, because it's the second time
he's played
Khan,
Khan
in
the
movie.
But all the clothes he wears are just slightly see-through.
Yeah.
What?
He's Shere Khan. I'm picturing Zachary Quinto, and I don't like it. No, Benedict Cumberbatch, and I don't like it.
Benedict. You mean?
I mean Khan from Benedict Cumberbatch.
That was
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Professional joke there from Paul Wackford. That was awesome.
Thank you. I'm a professional joke teller, but I'm also an editor.
Refer to last week's podcast if you don't know what he's talking about right now.
We don't know if it's going to be last week's podcast. We don't know when this one will come out.
Well, this will probably never come out.
Something cool might come out in the cinema next week.
To celebrate the anniversary of the release of Mowgli.
The original Disney cartoon.
The 20-year anniversary of Mowgli.
Return of the Dawn of the Legend of the Return of the Jungle.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about?
Mowgli.
Okay. Frig, what are we doing? Okay, yeah. So, same as every Jungle Book start, they adopt Mowgli and they now need to protect him over Shere Khan. And one thing I do want to say, which one of the things that I think is slightly better in this movie than the Disney movie. Is the voice, like the talent, the actors in this movie, like the voice actors, I think are just, well, first of all, it's a very prestigious cast, but I think they just did a better job. Like,
casting-wise, you reckon?
I mean, I know there's a good cast in the other one, but like Benedict Cumberbatch, Christian Bale as Bagheera was awesome.
Yeah,
he was.
Absolutely. And also the guy voicing Akila. Is from a bunch of other things, and he's got such a good voice.
He does.
He does love have a great voice.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's fair.
That's
enough.
My thoughts.
Peter Milan.
Yes,
I don't know Milan. He's anyway. He's also from Ozark, right?
Milan.
Have you seen Ozark?
He's in Ozark. He's in
he was really
second
good
season of Westworld as well.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love his voice.
I haven't seen the second season yet. Yeah, he's got a great voice.
So
it's very distinctive, his voice too.
For sure.
Which is cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so what happens next, Paul? We're with the wolves and then, yeah.
Yeah, so he's joined the wolves. Yeah. Yep. Jason.
Awesome.
No. He joins the wolves. He makes friends with a like an albino wolf who's he's a runt.
His name is Boot.
Boot.
What's his name?
He makes friends with Boot.
Oat.
Who identifies as a Siberian Husky.
And that character is actually voiced by Lewis Ashbourne Circus, who is the son of Andy Circus.
What? No yeah. way.
Yes. That's actually very cool.
That's very cool.
Which is really cool that he's got his son in there, and he does a great job actually. Yeah. Like he's like that character's nice and lovable and that.
One of a couple of characters that don't exist in any of the Disney versions. As well.
Probably a good thing. Yes. Right?
Yeah. Same with like, that's it. Yeah, Tabaqui as well.
Ah, Tabaqui, yeah. Yes.
The hyena.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, which is Tom Holland, who's from, he's from Pirates of the Caribbean,
Tom
right?
Hollander. Like
Hollander. Hollander. All right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sorry, not Tom Holland.
Great bit of trivia there, Jason. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah. That's all right.
Anyway, so he lives amongst the wolves. He's friends with this runt Boot. And all the other wolves make fun of him for it because they're just like, oh, you're just two outcasts and you're weird. Mm. So that's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's just sort of, you know, just trying to be a wolf. He's running on all fours. It's just a bit weird. But, you know, he's out in the forest one day and he encounters Shere Khan,
who wants him dead.
Under the water? Is that the?
I mean, you can do this scene if you want.
No, it's just that I completely forgot about the scene. I was like, oh yeah, I enjoyed that.
Mm. Yeah,
anyway, you tell us about it.
He hides underwater.
Oh, that was good.
And then Shere Khan is like, oh, I guess he's gone.
Dean remembers liking this scene.
I do remember liking this scene.
Yeah, the lion's looking for him. Can't find him. He chuffs it.
The clown lion.
And whilst Mowgli's running away, he falls into a tiger pit, which is just like a giant hole with a bunch of spikes. And, you know, it's a pretty bad spot to be in. But he gets saved by an Indian elephant that's missing a tusk that comes in play later on. Anyway, sooner or later, Bagheera finds Mowgli and they go back to the village. Bagheera sort of tells Mowgli that he's not a wolf. Crazy. He's a human. And it would be better it's just wild revelation that the hairless child is not a wolf.
Crazy.
Or a lion.
Imagine, like, look, I don't know whether I agree with Bagheera, like, revealing that he's adopted to him. I just don't think, like, that should be a parent decision, not given to him by someone else.
So, Jason,
it's just an outsider. They
it
don't,
takes a village. Yeah.
It's a racist shot.
Speaking of village.
Anyway. Speaking of village, he says, hey, maybe you should go and live with the humans. Yeah. And Mowgli's like, nah, don't want to. I'm a wolf, so I'm going to hang out with the wolves. Yeah. And then Mowgli's like, you're not going to be a wolf if you fail the trial. And if you pass the trial, you'll become a wolf.
Yeah.
So, what is this trial, you say? Well, Jason, enlighten us.
A wolf race of some sort. A wolf race, yeah. So, So, basically, from my understanding, they race, like, every year or whatever. Baloo trains them to do this whole race. And I really like the design of Baloo in this. I think I prefer the design of Baloo in this to the Jungle Book design, mainly because of, like, he just looks like really worn and kind of like just like he's been through battles and stuff. But it is he's very different,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very different character to the Jungle Book, which woods. I kind of like. I kind of like that that they have gone so different. I still think the Jungle Book has my favorite Baloo because Bill Murray is fantastic.
That's true.
Yeah, as Baloo.
That's fair.
And even though there are, what is that, like two songs in the Jungle Book movie, I really enjoy those two songs. I thought they were really good and really well placed. Having Bill Murray sing The Bare Necessities and
Christopher Walken. Oh,
what's his name? Christopher Walken singing Man's Fire or whatever it is. I think that's
I want to be like fantastic.
I want to be like you. Yeah. Yeah.
It is pretty awesome. But of course, Baloo was going to be good in this movie because Andy Serkis, who directs it, also playing Baloo, and he is the king of motion capture.
And for sure.
He does, again, he's shining this as always.
They actually call it performance capture now.
Performance capture.
Motion capture is not the correct term.
That is way better.
Performance capture.
That makes sense.
Crazy.
Like, even a ton of voice actors for, like, you know, for games and stuff, they will also do the performance capture for it.
And it pays off because it definitely makes it feel
more animated. It feels correct. Like, the way they're enunciating the words also by the gestures they're doing or the, you know,
It ties it all together. I go
with
connects the voice to the motion.
To the body.
So anyways, getting back to the story, Mowgli has to prove himself.
We're
having a short one tonight. Let's do all the things that I want to do. There's a few references to Ace Ventura tonight. Like the second movie, you realize that, there's a few Ace Ventura references tonight that we've had. We've had Shikaka, and let's do all the things that you want to do, which are both
jokes from
Ace Ventura.
Don't worry about it.
I'm sure we'll reference them again. Sure, but anyways, so Mowgli, to prove himself amongst the wolves, has to go to race wars, and apparently nobody has failed at running the race.
Johnny Tran. Frick, I want to watch that movie now.
What? Mowgli?
Screw Mowgli.
Yeah, anyways. So they're like, nobody's ever failed running the race before.
I think there's a line here that Baloo's like, oh, no one I've trained ever, you know, has ever been caught. Baloo's a really good trainer, or Bagheera just sucks balls at catching wolves.
Yeah. He's like the worst.
That's what he tells the class.
Bagheera just sucks absolute bollocks to get you. Don't even worry about it.
I reckon Bagheera just phones it in.
He does.
Yeah, completely.
He's like, oh, no, you got away.
Oh, I missed you. He's like, he's just drinking a margarita on the side or something like that as they run past.
Thank you, parents, for this margarita.
They cut past again.
Oh, wait, get back. Okay.
you're going to keep going? You're not going to come back?
You're fast. Anyways,
so we're reminded by Baloo that early on that if you fail the running of the race by being caught by Bagheera, you are out of the pack. You're like you're not under the pack's protection any longer. So it's like high stakes for Mowgli, and we know that everything's like relying on this race, and he's being trained up by Baloo and Bagheera. Bagheera is not. No, it's Baloo. Baloo's training him up. Yep. I'm getting the two movies conflicting. Like, I'm getting them confused, sort of thing. Because Bagheera in this is such a different character to Bagheera in the Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm.
And same with Baloo. But Baloo's the more sympathetic sort of character in this version of the Jungle Book, Mowgli. I feel like he is overall. He's the more compassionate towards Mowgli.
Yeah.
But Baloo in the Jungle Book is just sort of this guy that doesn't really care much about Mowgli.
Right. He's more
just
passive.
Cares about honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Whereas, so I keep getting them confused, these two movies.
There is a scene later on when Bagheera is opening up, which is you're like, wow, this guy. It's like, where was this kind of character development in the other Jungle Book movies? Anyway, we'll get to that. But
yeah, for sure. But yeah, so we then head to the village.
The village?
We haven't said what happens in the race, dude.
Yeah. What happens?
Oh, do we have the race? Does the race
do the race?
Yeah, you do the race. Oh,
okay, I do the race. Okay, so they have race wars. Yeah. Okay, so we're
it's important.
We're running, and it looks like Mowgli's going to actually make it.
He owes Bagheera a 10-second kid.
Yeah.
What?
And we're not sure if they're going to have, the pink slips or not. And,
that's right. Pop the hood.
And look, yep. Like Boot actually sits this one out. Why is Boot not racing? He's just not old enough.
He's not the right age. He's young.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
He's
A pup. So Mowgli's running and he's doing really well. He seems like he's gonna finish the race, but right at the last second, Bagheera picks him out of the pack and pins him down and stops him from winning the race. And so he has lost the race. And he's going to be cast out and sent to live in the village. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Yes.
Speaking of the village. Now,
yes.
This is where I think this is actually where I started really enjoying this movie. Because the backlash in the aftermath, halfway through, the aftermath of that race felt really, like the way they... The way they wrap things up, the like all the disputes and everything afterwards felt really real and really well thought out.
Yeah.
Like the way, you know, Baloo's getting up at Bagheera's like, you selected him out, you chose him out, and Bagheera's fully like, you know, defensive about it. It felt just kind of real and quite interesting, like the dynamics. That happened. Yeah, that we're on show.
It's a good argument.
Like, this is actually really cool. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I did it to save him.
It's like, I can actually totally relate like and understand everyone's point of view here. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Mowgli knows that he's going to get banished, basically, like kicked out, which means also he is going to be under threat from Shere Khan because he has no protection from the pack.
Shaka-ka.
What does he do? And again, I am asking myself that. Okay, so that's right. They find out, or Mowgli finds out that, oh, hang on. No, that's right, the monkey thing. Monkey thing happens. That's, I'm trying to remember, I was like, how did they get to the thing? He's out by himself, hanging out, super upset. And then the monkeys from earlier on in the film show up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And this kind of like turns out that the monkeys are working for Shere Khan. I thought it was kind of an interesting twist because fully like when Mowgli gets kidnapped by the monkeys, I was like, oh, okay, now we're going to find, meet King Louis, you know, all that. King Louis does not exist in this movie.
No, he doesn't. There's Shere Khan is basically King Louis in this movie.
Pretty much. So they take him to Shere Khan, who attempts to kill Mowgli.
Yes.
And
he starts cutting him.
Fully. Like, there is a lot of blood. Well, there's a fair bit of blood.
Yes.
There's some blood.
I've seen better.
There's a bit of blood. There's more blood than the Disney version.
Yes. There's more blood than should be coming out of a child.
Yes, for sure.
But not as much as I've seen in, like, The Punisher.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Valid. Yep.
Baloo and Bagheera have stopped arguing and come to the rescue at the perfect time. Then they race out and basically, but they're overwhelmed. And it looks like they're also going to go down, but suddenly giant snake comes to the rescue, Kate Blanchett as a giant snake. And finds out that she's been kind of watching from afar for this whole time. Like the whole time.
And does she believe that he has the power to change the jungle, Dean, by any chance?
You know what? Probably.
I think she might.
I think you might be right. I think that might be your line.
That exact wording as well.
It's been a while. It's been a long
time.
She's
like, he's the ring bearer, and he's able to save the jungle.
Save the jungle.
I think Dean and I might have the same website open.
What? You're just better at reading it.
All remembering it.
Wink. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Hang on. Car.
Hang on. Give me a sec.
Car.
Scroll down real quick. I can pick up where you left off if you want. Third paragraph down.
No, okay. So, thank you. So, car suggests or encourages Mowgli to face Shere Khan and take the fight to him. Yep. And like using the, you know, his using the advantage of being a human and using man's ultimate weapon.
Bullets.
Fire. Bullets.
Yeah,
hatred. Any,
well, it's not. It's not really fire in this
Agent
one,
Orange.
Right? Like it's
Japan.
Napalm.
Napalm.
A nuclear weapon.
We love jungles.
Anime.
Wow.
Sorry. Yep. Go on.
Okay. Yep. So.
I feel like we're going to have to rename this podcast to We Recite Movies Badly. Like,
Join the Nerds Before Birds guys as they faff about trying to remember what happened in Mowgli.
It's been a while. I should have.
Probably sponsored by Wikipedia.
Man's ultimate weapon against. Okay, yeah, here we go. So,
racism.
So,
yeah, yeah. Thank you, Wikipedia.
So Mowgli completely deforests, like tears down the jungle, builds a casino, and stops Shere Khan that way.
and then it becomes Casino Royale, and basically Mowgli and Shere Khan sit down, and they're having like a poker match.
Yeah,
for the last half an hour of the movie.
Shere Khan poisons intense. Mowgli, but Mowgli's got like some like a defibrillator in his Aston,
and then comes back. That last man.
And then Eva Green rocks up for some reason.
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, anyway, keep going.
Yeah, continue.
Man's ultimate weapon.
So.
Himself.
Mowgli comes across, like comes comes all up at Shere Khan with the fire. But in doing so, he kind of, I am not jumping anywhere, am I? That is what happened. Right?
Well, Shere Khan attacks the wolf village because Akela misses the kill. He misses a kill during a hunt, and by wolf years, if you miss the kill, you forfeit being the pack leader.
Of course.
Shere Khan is challenging for pack leader.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's right. So Akela is, so Mowgli's actually trying to save Akela in this instance, but he brings man's weapon to to the jungle and actually is threatening all of them, whether he knows it or not. And so he does get banished. He gets banished big time.
Yes.
That's a fair call. It's a bit of, in bird culture, that is a dick move.
Yep. Anyway. Yeah, it is. It's like, that's, anyway. So he heads back to the village, gets, I think, caught by the villagers or something.
Yep.
Right.
That's correct. Yep. Yes.
And gets locked up. And what happens then?
Is that,
he meets the hunter.
There? Oh, hang on.
He meets the hunter then,
if you want.
Yeah.
Whilst Mowgli's, because he's being very feral, he doesn't want to be caught, they've locked him up. The hunter comes and talks to him. The hunter's name is John Lockwood, by the way.
Yeah.
And tries John to sort Lockwood. Of reason with him. Mowgli's having none of it. He's feral. He wants to get out of there. Bagheera rocks up to talk to him one night and he says, "This is better for you to be here. It's safer. And the best thing that you can do whilst in custody is to earn the human's trust." Bagheera reveals that he was captured and that is how he escaped. He earned their trust. He gained a little bit of freedom, a little bit more freedom. They kept widening the leash and then he bolted. So that's the advice that he gives Mowgli before turning his back on a very, very desperately sad Mowgli and just legs it into the bush.
And I'm going to say it is some good backstory. I thought that was solid writing there on behalf of Bagheera.
Anyway,
it definitely adds more depth to that character that you don't get in the Jungle Book. And overall, because this is much more darker tone in the storytelling, and there is a lot more character drama going on. It is more of an adult version of the Jungle Book story.
Like, you see the chain scars on Bagheera.
Yeah.
He shows those off as well, which is pretty cool.
Yes, he does. Sure. And it does, like, if you're looking for a way more serious approach to the Jungle Book, this is much better than the Jungle Book, the Disney version. Yeah.
If you feel like Disney made the Jungle Book too fun and enjoyable, then watch this. Yeah. You know, it's way
this is like
serious.
A real version, right?
It is a real version. Like,
if you want to be sad whilst also being a little bored, then
oh, that's true. There, we're sort of blitzing through this in a lot of ways, but it is very slowly paced.
We learned our lesson from Aquaman.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's not going to be an hour 45.
No, it's not.
Anyway,
it's going to be an hour 40.
So Mowgli accepts Bagheera's advice and slowly starts to transition himself into the human village. He gets cared for by a woman named Messua. Whatever. She sort of acts as like...
I heard that too.
As what?
Masseuse.
Nothing.
Is it... No. What is it?
No, you said...
I'm not sure. But he does like gain their trust and they do open up the cage.
He becomes a part of the village. They're like, you know, the Masseuse sort of grooms him and, you know, brings him into, you know, how humans are clean and stuff. John Lockwood sort of teaches him hunting. He learns some things from that. He slowly becomes, you know, involved in this village. Even the kids are starting to like include him in the activities, things like that. But then there was I think they called it the Color Festival or something like that, where they threw like paint or chalk or whatever. It's a big human celebration.
Right. Yep.
This is the first sort of
we all have them.
Introduction. We have them. We have color festivals or color runs.
It's true.
So he's, you know, he's involved in that. It's kind of fun. But John Lockwood gets wildly drunk and he's kind of showing Mowgli the fact that he hunts for trophy. Yeah. That is the kind of hunter he is. So whilst looking around his weird den of murder, he happens to come across a taxidermied albino wolf cub. It's his friend Boot. So John Lockwood has killed his friend Boot because Boot is a rarity and he has him on display.
It is probably where this movie really takes a dark turn. And on a lot of levels, especially with the knowledge, knowing that Andy Serkis's son plays this role.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is so brutal.
I reckon that was probably more just like, we need a kid voice.
Yeah, I think so too.
But, I don't think that's like a weird secret meaning to his child where it's like, this is what I'm capable of.
I don't think so either, but I find it very dark.
Ask if you can stay up past your bedtime one more time. I know people.
Holy crap.
But not only do we find that really disturbing head, but we also find the tusk from the elephant, right?
Yes.
The trophies.
Man, because you know that this movie's dark, but in this moment, it reaches a whole nother level. Like this.
That's
is
correct.
Just, completely.
It's definitely very intentionally confronting and effective, I thought. Like, holy crap. Anyway.
So, do you want to do this next bit, Jace, or do you want me to give you the lead-in to the last part?
Yeah, you want to give us the lead-in, that's fine.
So, pretty much that night, he talks to the wolves. He assembles most of the animals that are still semi-loyal to him at the edge of the jungle. Yeah. He finds out that Shere Khan's driven all of the wolves that were still kind of under Akela's leadership, basically to the edge of the jungle. And they also, so he meets with the wolf pack that's still there, Baloo and Bagheera, and basically saying Shere Khan has to die. He has to go away because what the hell is he doing? Mm. But a lot of the pack...
As in cannot. I realize I crap. That sounded much worse than I was intending.
Yeah.
She cannot.
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 Yeah. Okay.
Crap. Moving on. Carry on.
Amazing. That's not what it's credited as on IMDb, that's for sure.
Anyway, so the Wolfpack and Akela are like, we got to stay out of this because it's going to break the rules of the jungle.
Yeah.
But Bagheera and Baloo are like, hell yeah, let's do this. So they start making a plan to lure Shere Khan to the edge of the village.
Yes.
So
yeah. Because Mowgli sort of has this whole sort of like, you know, he does the whole my enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing.
Sure.
Where he's like, okay, I can bring Shere Khan to the edge of the forest and I can bring the hunter to the edge of the forest.
Because the hunter had a run in with Shere Khan as well.
Yes. Mm. And so he wanted that. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to hedge my bets just a little bit more and I'm going to get the elephant to come in to the forest, to the edge of the forest as well, so that, you know, like I can call on the forest to like the jungle.
He wants the bull elephants.
It actually is a really smart plan for a kid.
Oh, yeah. Really smart.
For a
wolf,
Dean. For anyone.
Oh, yes, exactly. For a wolf. He's a wolf.
For a wolf.
So he takes the tusk that he's found in amongst the murder den that the hunter has and takes that to the elephant, who's like the head of the elephant.
He raids the hunter's room, takes the tusk.
Yeah.
Tusk and raider.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And then, no.
I like it.
I was like, where are you going with this? And then,
why
then,
are you interrupting me? That is why. Totally.
Anyway,
worth it.
So he takes it, and then they have like the whole big showdown on the edge of the forest. So we have, at that point, also, we have Akela. He comes as well to try and, defeat Shere Khan, but he's
there
successful.
As backup. They're there as him and the wolf pack are there for intimidation. They sort of are behind the elephants. Like they're there, but they're not engaging.
I'm pretty sure they had popcorn at this point. They were just spectators.
They're like the Star Destroyers that are just sitting out the back in Return of the Jedi. Like they're just watching.
Take a break, guys, here. Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so Mowgli does the whole epic showdown with, all these different players coming into the picture where, Khan eventually does bite the dust. How does he die? I'm trying to remember.
He gets shot. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict bites the dust.
So
doesn't he stab him with his knife?
Yes.
What happens is
knife stabbing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's right.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict bites the dust.
He's gonna act for you, a Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Okay, so Mowgli draws Shere Khan out to the edge of the forest. At that point, he's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to take you one-on-one. He's got like this whole sort of, you know, this whole sort of stance that like, you know, he's on, what do you call it? Like, it's like the whole good, the bad, the ugly sort of
standoff
sort of thing. And so
we got ourselves an old-fashioned Mexican standoff.
Yeah,
shut your mouth, you dirty gun.
That's right. Anyway, so he takes on Shere Khan, and all the elephants come and basically surround them while this is all going on. And Mowgli, using the knife that Lockwood gave him, stabs Shere Khan, which it's like it's his big moment, and then Shere Khan just gets. He's just annoyed, basically, by this point. So Mowgli, realizing what he's done hasn't quite worked, decides that he's going to just run up a tree and run away. So
classic move.
Tree.
Yeah. So Shere Khan runs after him and tries to get to him. At that point, we hear a gunshot go off, and it is Lockwood in the distance taking pot shots at Shere Khan, trying to get Mowgli. So he's trying to stop Mowgli from getting him. So he's taking a few shots at him. Unfortunately, at one stage, he misses
and skims Mowgli, just like grazes him.
He's not a very good professional hunter, is he?
No, no. I don't think he should have professional in his title at all. Hunter, maybe. Like, maybe amateur seems hunter. Like that seems like,
unless you're
he was drunk at the time.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, he was inebriated. But
he missed the elephant. He missed the tiger. Unless you're a baby albino wolf.
Brutal. It's so brutal. Anyway, so
well, the thing couldn't run anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so he's coming out completely drunk trying to shoot, and at this point all the massive elephant also comes out, and it's like, yep, I'm gonna take on the hunter. But the hunter doesn't see that that's going to happen. He's just still focusing in on Shere Khan. He's
glued to the scope.
Yeah, he's completely like, apparently like elephants aren't that loud when they're running towards you.
No, they're quiet. Apparently, they're known for their stealth.
Yeah, they're known for the stealth completely. So the stealthy elephant is like charging him, and then he goes to shoot Shere Khan and just gets trampled by this elephant that just pops up out of nowhere. So, yeah, that happens. And so finally the elephant's got its revenge. It's like, it's pretty happy with itself. Mowgli's, finds Shere Khan's like knocked down. He's not quite dead, but we realize at this point that it's actually Akela that's jumped in and tried to get Shere Khan, and save Mowgli's life at this point.
That's right.
And Shere Khan, Akela has taken the bullet and is going to die from his injuries.
Yeah. And like Cap, he trades lives.
Yeah, wow. Completely. Mm-hmm. So Shere Khan is also mortally injured. And he retreats into the jungle to die. And Akela dies there, and the pack surround Mowgli as he realizes that he's one of the pack.
So I'm not sure if you're like you're reading while you're talking or if you're trying to match the pace of the scene that you're talking about.
I'm, you know what? I'm actually watching the scene. So I'm like skipping through 10 seconds at a time, but it's got no sound on it.
And then we get to medium.
I was wondering why you were going so accurate. So,
followed
so
by
suddenly.
A white of the elephant.
So Mowgli follows Shere Khan into the forest, and he plunges a knife into his head, killing Shere Khan.
But even that moment's then, lovely because he's like, he kills him nicely. It's a mercy kill.
We should
it's
do
a mercy kill.
From now on, this should be what our podcast is. We just watch a movie and describe what we see in real time.
All right, guys, we have an ad about copyright.
Well, this is a nice shot.
You wouldn't shoot a policeman.
So produced by...
this is a Lionsgate production.
So then there's this beautiful shot of him standing up where all the wolf pack belong, and you can see he finally belongs as one of the pack.
I did.
It's beautiful. That's the end of the movie, and it's directed by Andy Serkis.
Oh, wow.
Oh man, damn it! Netflix minimizes just. Oh, and it's based on stories of Rudyard Kipling. Anyway,
and hey, look, it goes straight into the
that's
first
Mowgli,
episode
like,
of
you know,
Ozark.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Anyway, so that is Mowgli for 2018. Andy Serkis's movie.
I did really enjoy the that last scene. Like jokes aside, the way you're doing, I enjoyed how it was paced. I thought it was like a really...
Did you enjoy my pacing of that last scene? Because I think I pretty much nailed it, right?
It took me back, man. I thought I was watching it.
You were there. You said the words.
Yeah. I did.
It was kind of like the way Shere Khan was defeated in that moment. There was like the, you know, this gradual decline into like, you know, I'm ferocious, now I'm injured, walking off, trying to still be confidently, you know, going off on his own and then collapsing, and then like a really brutal but some like quite satisfying final blow by Mowgli. Which I thought it was like it's quite artistically like, you know, artfully done. Like that. Yeah, and I thought, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it was good.
I do think that the final showdown is actually quite enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
I think it all makes a there's a sort of logic to his plan and everything that he does, and the character makes sense, and a lot of the character motivations make sense in that
moment. To that moment, you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's my biggest complaint for this movie. Overall, I think it's good, but the it's a bit dull.
Yeah.
As a story.
That's the movie, really.
Unfortunately, yeah. But, yeah, what about Birds? What do you guys give it out of Birds? How many Birds did you give it, Dean? Not stars, Birds.
Birds. Thank you for the heads up. I think I'm going to give this one 3.5 Birds.
Stars.
Yes. I was so close to saying stars.
Yeah, I bet you were.
No, I cannot.
So 3.5 Yeah.
3.5 Birds.
Yeah, and what about you, Paul?
One more shout out. I want to say that, like, one thing I think we need to mention is Rowan Chand. Is that his name? The guy, the kid that plays Mowgli.
Yeah, yes.
I thought he did
his name.
A far better job as Mowgli than the kid in the Disney version. I think I like him as an actor in general. I think he's very, very talented. If you haven't seen another movie he's in, there's another one with called Bad Words with Jason Bateman that is absolutely hilarious and worth a watch.
I feel seen that, actually. Yeah, I have. And it's directed by Jason Bateman,
by Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Where
I have seen that movie.
Yeah, he enters the spelling bee because he finds a loophole where a 40-year-old man can actually enter a kid's spelling bee. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, and this guy, and so when I found out that this kid was going to play Mowgli in this movie, I was like, oh, this is actually going to be really good. And he was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Nice. He is a good actor.
Yep. So, yeah, 3.5 Birds.
3.5 for you? Yep, fair enough. What about you, Paul?
2.5, I guess.
2.5?
Yeah, like, I didn't hate it. I wouldn't watch it again, but it was a movie that happened at some point.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
2018.
I'd give it 2.5. 2.5 Birds.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think I'm the same as you, Dean. I would give it 3.5.
Nice.
I think there's a lot of things to like about it. And when you try to not compare it to the Jungle Book, I love the Jungle Book. I thought that was great.
For sure.
And there are a lot of things that are in some ways better, but I think a lot of that falls more on nostalgia than anything because of growing up and watching the Jungle Book as a kid and then watching a live action version of the Jungle Book, you have all that nostalgia that you bring to the table as well that you kind of don't have with this version because it's not true to the Disney version. It's true to the book version. So I think this is in some ways, it's just a more grown up movie and it is enjoyable, but not better than the Jungle Book, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
That's my thoughts.
Cool.
That brings us to the end of this week's podcast. We are actually going to have a week off next week because I'm going away. Sorry. But, and these guys, the other guys on this podcast, you know, the other two that are on this one.
Hi.
I'm
the other two.
Look.
Yeah, they didn't want to record one without me. That's
totally
sweet, guys.
No,
really sweet.
Look, but don't flatter yourself, mate. We enjoy an excuse to have a break. That's all it is.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that's
otherwise we'd be recording.
That's it. So yeah. So we will be back 2 weeks from now. If you enjoy the show and you want to support the show, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month, and that just helps us to keep the lights on.
It does.
Otherwise, if you want to support the show and you can't contribute in a financial way, you can contribute by supporting us
through our reviews and through rating this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to it on right now.
That's
it
right.
It really does help us out. It's it really does help us to get exposure. So that's something that we do need
yeah, your help with. Write us a review.
Share it with your friends.
Share us. Fight us on Facebook.
If you feel gypped about not winning the t-shirt, shut up. redbubble.com/NBBpodcast. Grab your own shirt. Yes. That'd be good. They are a cotton Kevlar weave. So, you know, there's no list to the things the shirt can stop.
Yeah.
So you can defend this podcast with your life.
We can't actually back that up. But
those are four birds. It's not condoning. You said the Kevlar cotton by people.
Anyways. So, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram. Nerds Before Birds on everything except for Twitter, Nerds Before Bird. So until 2 weeks from now, that's a bye from me.
Bye. Tigers can usually swim up to 6 kilometers. See you in 2 weeks, everybody.
You're doing it again.
Oh, wow. Also, all tigers right. Hang on. Are no, not no, no, lions.
No. Okay.
Shut up. Shut up.